time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me here at Steinway Hall in New York City. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Bruce is playing the Steinway Spirio R Concert Grand on today's Piano Puzzler. As he always does, Bruce will take a familiar tune. He'll rewrite it in the style of a classical composer. He's just about to play this week's Piano Puzzler for us. We've got a caller on the line today from Waltham, Massachusetts, who will try to name the tune and the composer Bruce has in mind. Claire Nalvin is on the phone. Claire, am I saying your name right?
Correct.
Excellent. Claire, it's great to have you on this week's Piano Puzzler. Claire, you live a very musical life. Tell us about your musical background.
I am a band and music teacher at Weston High School, which is just west of Boston. And there I get to teach band, jazz band, and AP music theory. And I play the clarinet, and I'm also taking piano lessons as of recent, so trying to sharpen up my skills there.
Excellent. Fantastic. And you have a degree in anthropology, too.
I do.
Does it connect with your musical life in any way?
You know, it definitely connects with my teaching life. I think a lot about my students through that lens, and I think it's a really good perspective.
The history of humanity, never a bad perspective to have in any walk of life. Absolutely. Well, Claire, Bruce is here with your piano puzzler. He'll play it for you here on the piano at Steinway Hall in New York City. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce has in mind. Now, we're set up so that I cannot see the music stand here at Steinway Hall, so I don't know what's coming either. So if you happen to get stuck, you and I can brainstorm on this together. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, Claire, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Wow, that was beautiful.
But oh, thanks.
That was beautiful.
Claire, what the heck did you hear in that?
Well, I definitely heard some very interesting harmonies. So that leads me towards more 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my very first guess might be a Ravel
Correct.
Type composer.
You're right. Stop
say
there.
Say that one more time, the name of the composer.
Ravel.
Yes.
Ravel, French composer Maurice Ravel. And Bruce?
Absolutely correct.
Absolutely correct. In the style of Maurice Ravel. Well, that's the heart of the piano puzzler right there, is recognizing the signature sound of different composers. So, Claire, well done.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let's see if we can figure out the tune that's hidden in there.
Yeah. I might need a little hint. I've got the... I sort of wrote out the melody as you played it.
Wow.
Good for you.
But I don't think... Hold on. Let me just sing it again.
Yeah.
I think by the thing you're playing at the end, it's some sort of jazz type.
Well, you sang it exactly in the right style just then. You must know what that is.
It goes faster. The tune usually goes faster and... Do what?
I got it. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Nice. Nice voice, too.
Yes. And
wow.
Claire, I can tell that you've done ear training and that you probably do ear training with your students because you've got such a good ear and you immediately sang it back perfectly note for note.
Well, I would like to add in tune.
And in tune.
Because it's hard for people to sing in tune, even musicians sometimes. But you have a really in tune voice. That's nice.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. That Duke Ellington tune, rewritten in the style of Maurice Ravel. Can we hear this one more time?
Yes, and I'd like to say it's also in the style of Ravel's Sonatine First Movement. It's got a lot of that piece in there.
I love that ending. That's such a great... Is that similar to the sonatine as well?
Yes. In fact, the very ending, the last few chords, are exactly what Ravel wrote. And what gave me the idea to do this was that this... Those chords are in that order in the Ravel. So it just rang out to me to use it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Wow, that is so cool. What an amazing piano puzzler this week. And Claire, 100%. Great job.
Woohoo! You have no idea how good it feels for it to be done.
So Claire, when you're not calling in and playing on the air, how do you usually hear piano puzzlers?
I just moved from Minnesota, so I listen to Minnesota Public Radio 99.5. We just stream it in now.
Fantastic. Classical Minnesota Public Radio. Claire Nalvin calling from Waltham, Massachusetts. Congratulations. And thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
And Bruce, great to be doing Piano Puzzlers from Steinway Hall here in New York City. Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Well, now I'm going to have that tune in my head all day long. And you know what? As earworms go, that's a great one. Well, we've got more great music for you free on the Daily Download podcast. It's one great recording of one great classical work every day popping up among your podcasts for free. And every one of these you can add to your own private musical collection. Subscribe to the Daily Download wherever you get your podcasts.